You've reached the Fair Deal Pet Shop. We are currently closed due to present circumstances. You may leave a message and we will contact you when we reopen. And do not ask us about you know what. Stop record is... it's this button.
Hi. I was at your shop a few years ago, and you sold me an existential panic parrot. Mostly he's been exactly what you said, moderately depressed, lays on the bottom of his cage, watching game shows all day, likes to say, "Why am I here? Why is this happening to me?" Oh, and one time he even tried to smoke a cigarette. It was so cute. I got that one on video, and it went viral, so that was neat. But, just recently, he seemed, maybe more aggressive? I mean, he's not trying to bite me or anything, but he's acting really weird. Like, I may be mishearing him, but I could swear he's trying to get me to ignore all the current shelter-in-place rules the county has laid down and just act like nothing's happening. I know it sounds crazy, but it sure seems like that's what he's doing. Like, it started when I was going to make a run for the store, and then I found out he hid my face mask. He didn't hide it very well. He just put it in his cage, but then when I went to go get it out, he pooped on it, so I had to wash it, and then while I'm waiting for it to dry, he starts saying, "I need more coffee." And I thought, it was so cute, so even though he's a parrot, and obviously I don't let him have coffee, I said to him, "I have to wait for my mask to be dry. Safety first." And then I swear he said, "It's a hoax." And it just keeps escalating. He tipped over my hand soap. He tore up a pair of my gloves. And he keeps saying that he wants me to go outside. And the talking, it's nonstop. Lately, he started repeating something crazy about how it was all manufactured in a lab in China. I mean, I don't know where he's even getting this stuff. I swear, if he was a human being, not a bird, I'd be concerned his mind was going addled. It got so bad, and I'm not proud of this, but it got so bad, I finally opened up the door to his cage, and then I opened up a window, and I said, "Fine, you want to go outside? Fine, go." But then he started screaming and flew up to the corner of his cage, and now every time I try to go near him, he says, "Social distancing, and just leave the bird seed at the door." I mean, he keeps saying things about me going outside and act like nothing's happening, but he spends all day hiding behind his perches. So, yeah, I'm kind of worried about him, and I'm kind of worried about me because he's getting me a little hot under the collar, even though I just tried to not engage with him because, you know, he's a bird, and what's the point? He's not smart enough to understand, I don't think. Because otherwise, what's he trying to do? Get me killed? Who's going to take care of him then? Huh? Huh? Bird? What do you think about that? Sorry. So, if you have any suggestions, let me know. A couple other people I know who also have existential panic parrots say they've been dealing with the same thing, and I want to know if it's just some kind of thing they go through, or if we should be worried. Thanks. No rush. I mean, it's not like I'm going to listen to the advice from a parrot. All they do is repeat things they hear other people say. Well, your answering machine lets you record forever. Sorry to talk your ear off. Also, what's that meowing I heard? Kittens? That's real pretty. Anyway, thank you. Bye.
Well, howdy, y'all. Season 3 is still on the way. But we hope you'll join us as we check in on your favorite people and places from seasons 1 and 2. Find out how they're coping with this situation. So until next time, This is Uncanny County reminding you that when video conferencing, don't sit in front of a mirror. It's distracting and makes your vampire coworkers feel bad about themselves.